The congressional maneuvering by House Republicans these past few weeks reminds NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr of a similar scenario more than 350 years ago.
History buffs may recall the Rump Parliament of 1648. That was when Oliver Cromwell sent two regiments to the House of Commons to coerce members into condemning King Charles I. 41 who refused to do so were arrested and imprisoned. The 60 who remained were called the Rump Parliament. We've been experiencing in recent days what might be called the Rump Congress. It's normally difficult to get members to stay in town when they're supposed to. This time, there was an unusual twist. Republicans have been trying to get oil drilling legislation enacted. Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to allow a vote. And then, a week ago Friday, when the House adjourned, the Republicans were left speechless. Well, not quite speechless. The House may have been officially adjourned until after Labor Day, but a hearty group of Republicans decided that they would go right on talking, not only for the rest of that Friday, but then they came back to the otherwise empty chamber and went right on making speeches, first on energy policy, but then on anything that came to mind, like John Quincy Adams. They demanded that Speaker Pelosi call the House back into session to vote on energy legislation. She refused. The president has the constitutional power to call Congress into special session, but President Bush had other plans involving the Beijing Olympic Games. The scene in the House chamber was quite strange. Microphones turned off, lights dimmed, TV cameras shut off. The dozen or so Republican representatives were joined on the floor by tourists in shorts and T-shirts, which must have been a congressional sartorial first. "Madam Speaker, let my people vote," said Representative Tom Walberg of Michigan. Representative Steve King made a speech next to a photo of Pelosi with the words under it, "I am trying to save the planet." Republicans set up a chant of "drill, drill, drill." This will undoubtedly go down in history as the Rump Session of 2008. This is Daniel Schorr.